For 500 years, they have waited for this day. Two immortals, able to survive anything but each other. Highlander. Starring Christopher Lambert and Sean Connery. Featuring original songs by Queen. Highlander. There can be only one. Rated R.
Now playing at a theater near you.
I feel like we're all just like, well, we watched Highlander.
There can be only one.
But he never says it in that movie.
Well, and
he?
Who says it like that? Where'd you get that accent? That's Where did anyone get their accent?
That's my Christopher
movie?
Lambert. That's my Long Island by way of Switzerland, by way of France.
Yeah.
France. Back, we come from France.
Back to England.
Yep.
Do you think when they gave him the job and they found out that he couldn't speak English, they were like, I thought you were from Long Island.
Well, yeah, he had to learn how to speak English for this role, didn't he? Or like this is his first.
Yeah.
He didn't know how to speak English when they gave
him
the
job.
Yeah.
So how did he audition? Did he just come in and he was like, I am Highlander? And they were like, good, hired, done. Yeah. Like that's all we need to hear.
That sounds like English to me.
Well, I think they were just like, we need some sort of slanty-headed fuck. Movie, we're only going to shoot the right side of his face.
They do only shoot the right side of his face.
Mm-hmm.
They do. He's kind of like an ugly woman is the only way I can describe him.
Christopher Lambert?
Yeah.
Lambert. No respect for that man.
Why?
I don't know.
In case anyone didn't catch on, there are three voices in this podcast today.
Yeah.
So we have returning guest, Kyle.
Hi.
Yeah, our first returning guest.
Our first and last.
Yeah.
No one ever wants to come back after the second time. We'll see. We're setting up for now. So, Kyle, you recommended Highlander.
I did not.
Well,
I think Alex brought it up. Like, oh, yeah, Highlander. Let's watch this movie instead.
He was like, I saw this on HBO or something. So, Alex, you recommended Highlander. What the hell were you thinking?
Hey, this movie is pretty good. Did you see how he pulled the sword out of his jacket at the beginning?
I was wondering where it came from.
Yeah.
Figured it was the trench coat.
When I saw that, I was like, well, this movie's probably going to be pretty good. And then when they went to Scotland and stuff, and then kept cutting back to future stuff, I was like, I think I want to watch all of these movies. I want to watch two.
Really?
So I've never seen this first Highlander, and I thought I saw Highlander 4, but I looked it up, and there is no Highlander 4.
Hmm.
I saw Highlander 3, which is called Endgame, and the bad guy is Mario Van Peebles.
Who the hell is that?
Hmm.
He's Melvin Van Peebles' son.
I don't know. Who the hell is that?
Melvin Van Peebles. He did Sweet Sweetback's Badass Song.
Yeah.
He's a blaxploitation legend.
Oh.
Okay.
I did my performance viz project on Melvin Van Peebles' play called Ain't Supposed to Die a Natural Death.
Man. No idea who any of those people are.
He's a black guy.
Oh, say anyway, no more. The only black person.
Anyway, Mario Van Peebles was the bad guy in that one.
Okay.
So yeah, I've seen Highlander 3. I thought it was Highlander 4, but there is no Highlander 4 because I think they turned it into a TV show after Highlander
really?
3. Yeah.
What was the TV show? Well, just time travel? Or?
There is no time travel, right? No, we're just jumping ahead in time when that happens. I mean,
I don't know the
definition. When you look at it, all movie making is time travel, really. Mm-hmm. But no, they made it a TV show, which I looked it up and had 120 episodes of.
Good Lord.
120 hour long episodes of Highlander.
Wow.
And then they made movies out of the TV show.
Oh my God.
Because they had 120 hours of shit. Yeah. They were like, might as well
literally
ask them to make a movie.
Just terrible.
Just keep this series going.
Yeah.
Wow.
Keep the series going with movies. So, yeah, and I think they made a couple of those movies. And then they made a cartoon, which I had no idea existed. Yeah.
Wow. This is too much. How did that happen from this movie? Because this movie isn't like...
Like, I want to see...
We got to keep this going, you know?
Yeah, I don't know why they saw this and said, this is franchise material right here, guys.
I don't know. But I mean, what is franchise material? Anything Swamp Thing.
Mighty Ducks.
Yeah. Right. The most famous of franchises.
Yeah,
the
I mean,
best.
Swamp Thing, what did they do? Like three movies of that? Two?
Yeah, and they were good.
Yeah.
Mm.
But and then the USA Network.
Yes, and they did like 30 episodes of that.
See, in 100, you got 120 Highlander episodes and 30 swamp thing.
So is it called Highlander just because he's from the Highlands? Mm-hmm. So it has nothing to do with like being immortal or anything?
Nope.
So all like this time term? I've been like, oh yeah, then you got to cut his head off like a Highlander. That's not a thing at all.
Apparently not. No.
I don't know.
Or what are they called? Just immortals?
I guess, yeah.
People?
Yeah.
Weird
yeah.
accents?
Lamberts?
So did you guys follow the plot of this at all?
Kind of. He's
yeah,
400 some years old.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I wrote in my notes.
That's all there is.
He can't die. That's about it.
I wrote in my notes that when they go to Scotland, there's that guy saying, "It is the year of our Lord, 1536.
What like, does that saying mean? The year of our Lord?
I think it means the year.
I don't know. Well, that's just excessive. Why did they say that?
I agree.
1536.
Oh, something like that. But I was thinking, you know, did people in 1536 know what year it was? How could they have, right?
Calendars.
Yeah. I think one day it's like, all right, well, it's one today. Yeah.
This is day one.
Yeah.
We're in one.
Yeah. They didn't celebrate New Year's, so it's not like they were like, oh, it's the 1st of January.
Yeah. We're Happy still alive. Can you believe it?
The gods haven't killed us all.
Yeah.
So, first of all, amazing soundtrack to this movie.
By
a
Queen.
Lot of Queen.
Yeah, it's all Queen,
There's
right?
a bunch of Queens.
It's Queen and the New Line Cinema logo.
Yeah. And apparently the Terminator soundtrack.
Yeah, well. There's a little bit of Terminator.
A little bit, like a thimbleful. Yeah. Why Queen? If you were to watch this movie without any sound, would you be like, you know what's missing from this? Queen.
Queen.
I want to ride my bicycle right now.
I mean,
that's what I need.
Prince and Batman was like perfect, but this was like...
Yeah, it didn't make any fucking sense.
Do you think they were trying to go for that? Prince and Batman and stuff?
Well, that hadn't been made yet, had it?
Batman came out in like 88. 89.
Oh, yeah. No, you're right.
Yeah, so...
This is 86.
But this is about, like, being immortal.
But I feel like they stole the boat scene in Karate Kid from Highlander.
Mm, oh, yeah.
Oh, the balance part?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, throws him into the water.
Lets him drown in the Karate Kid?
Does the kid die? That's the end of the movie?
No, he's immortal. And
no, he just karate gets pissed off.
As one should be, just being thrown into the water.
I've never seen The Karate Kid. Can you believe
really?
That? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a movie that shows if you complain enough, you're gonna be the best for that.
Have you seen the Hilary Swank version? Is that the next Karate Kid?
I actually have seen that one.
Yeah.
That's the only one I've seen, but I haven't seen
that's where
one.
She is like transgender and turns into
no,
a guy.
I think that's Boy, what is that, Last Boy Scout
Oh, Boys Don't
like
Cry.
Boys Don't Cry.
Yeah.
Million dollar
baby.
I think Miyazaki or what's his name? Miyagi. Miyazaki.
Yeah.
The guy from MASH. Yeah.
Yeah.
Was he in MASH?
Yeah. He's got like a perfect English accent and everything.
It's really?
Great. Yeah.
Pat Morita?
Yep.
That's his name.
His name's Pat.
Yeah. Pat.
It's Pat.
Yeah. That's like an American Asian name. Pat.
Yeah.
Pat.
Yeah. That's
Steve.
Like if you call a call center in India and they're like, this is Pat. I'm going to help you.
You're not Pat.
Yeah, and it starts with the wrestling scene. We've had like a theme going here with Hulk Hogan movies.
Yeah.
Or TV shows or whatever. The Rock has been in a couple of movies we've watched.
Yeah. This is the first movie with actual wrestling going on in it.
Yeah. But when you say actual wrestling, you mean fake wrestling.
I mean scenes of wrestling happening.
Yeah. I love the scenes where they like hit each other in the face, but they like totally miss the face. You know what I mean?
Just like
yeah.
Yeah.
Backhand slap.
And stomp on
Get
the ground.
Yeah. You're offensive to me, basically. Why were they watching a wrestling show? Was there some significance?
I don't know.
Being into wrestling or like.
Was that just to show like the underground club or something that was going on there? Did we ever go back to that?
Was that underground? It seemed like it was in like the Pepsi Center.
Yeah.
Well, it wasn't, but.
That reminded me of when my dad and I, we met Roddy Piper and Sonny Ono, the Japanese guy that he was working with.
Nice.
Didn't he like take something from your dad or?
No, my dad gave him his camera to take a picture of us, of him with Roddy Piper. And I think he got a picture with me and Roddy Piper.
Yeah.
But then my dad stood next to Roddy Piper, and it's like, wow, it's like twins, you know?
Yeah, totally.
And Sonny Ono, I remember vividly seeing him hold the camera up and not taking the picture. And he goes, all right, here we go. He didn't press anything, and he goes, wonderful. And, then, and then he gave it back.
Why though?
I think he accidentally didn't take a picture. So then we find our seats at, we find our seats in this underground wrestling show is below the National Western Complex.
I didn't know that. That's like an underground bunker.
Yeah.
In a bunker.
In a bunker. We watch wrestling in a bunker. My dad's going through the pictures, and he sees that the one with him is not in there, and he goes, it's not in here. Sonny Ono didn't take the picture. That Japanese bastard didn't take this picture. So anyway, that reminded me. But I think in the story, it's just McCloud, Christopher Lambert, is just watching wrestling.
Not happily.
Yeah. He doesn't do anything happily.
Yeah, he's except, not happy about anything.
Except suck on a titty. That's all he does happily.
He lightly rubs his lower lip on it. And he's like,
yeah, that was like the most oddly edited sex scene too, because they're just like kind of grinding, and then it's like, all right, quit, and get to the next stuff. But yeah, he does like rub his lower lip, like the very tip of it, against her nipple. Yeah. But when he kisses the women in this movie, he's just like, yeah, it's just like he's nuzzling them. He can't speak English. He can't kiss.
Yeah,
doesn't know how to lick a nipple
or smile.
Or smile.
I never learned how to lick a nipple.
That is the weirdest.
Or keep my head straight.
keep my head slightly tilted.
Bad movie.
It was like Braveheart, but not.
It's like Braveheart, but like really small. It was like, it was like half of an Army of Darkness or something.
Yeah. And I've never seen Braveheart.
Like, why don't they go over the parts where he lost his accent? Like in New York, you know, he's like, ah. I'm from the 17th. I don't know. I was just like, I don't know. Didn't make sense to me.
Yeah, it didn't make sense at all.
Yeah, it was like a weird Liam Neeson broken accent.
Because he didn't move from Scotland to New York. So it's like, where did you live in between?
Yeah.
In like,
well, do you think Juan Jose Villalobos Ramirez?
Is that his?
Yeah.
Wow, you nailed that.
Yeah, Sean Connery. Do you think he picked up that accent like in one of his lives?
His Scottish accent?
Yeah.
No, I think he picked that up being Scottish.
Born in Scottish,
but he's not Scottish if his name is Juan Jose Villalobos Ramirez.
I think if you're getting paid that much money, you can talk however the fuck you want to.
Well, didn't he say he was Egyptian too? And like,
yeah.
Never
heard of an Egyptian named Ramirez.
Yeah, very fair skin.
Very poor writing in this.
Yeah,
just very
irresponsible, in my opinion.
He's like, and I was married to a Japanese girl named Hakiko.
Yeah.
Hakiko.
Okiko.
And she died. And it was very sad.
And I drank scotch.
They filmed that in a month, you said?
A week.
Week.
So, the whole movie.
No, they filmed all of Sean Connery's parts in a week.
It would seem the whole movie was
Sean Connery said, I'd bet you $1 million that you won't finish it.
Well, you know what is the fucked up part is they did finish it, and they still paid Sean Connery $1 million.
Yeah. Well, he's probably like well, I'm not going to give you $1 million. I'll bet that you will pay me $1 million.
Wonder how much you got for that.
I think he got $1 million for
yeah, a week. No, he did. He did get $1 million.
That's it?
Yeah.
Like,
that was a lot of money.
Well, he's like, I'm not going to put all of my effort into this. Like, you're making me wear this shit? I'm like, no.
And he was in the midst of shooting, not Indiana Jones, but some other movie.
Probably not Zardoz.
I have no idea what that is.
Zardoz is where he wears that red diaper.
What?
Yeah, it's like it's like a famous
Jungle
bomb.
Book?
I mean, kind of. It's like Mowgli, if Mowgli had built-in suspenders on his diaper.
In a Scottish accent.
So at $16 million and grossed $5 million.
I'd say it did pretty well.
Yeah?
No.
It cost $16 million?
Yeah, budget was $16 million estimated. Gross $5,900,000.
Well, that's a massive flop. How can they make so many extra? And the second movie was $30 million budget. They had to have made more than five.
Do you think they just felt like had so much footage they're like, all right, well, we can make two and three like in a weekend, guys?
I don't know. I mean, yeah, I don't know. I mean, three they actually like shot. So I remember watching three, and I think we both watched three because we used to stay up late watching movies.
Is there like a red sky in it?
Maybe
something about the atmosphere they're trying to fucking fix or. I'm having like really weird.
I'm not sure. All I remember is Mario Van Peebles is like, he's like lizard looking guy with braids and stuff. So Kyle and I used to stay up all night at my house watching movies just to see if we could find some tits in any movie. And I remember
found them in this one.
Yeah, a little bit.
There's one.
literally one. One nipple.
And we would stay up and like watch all these softcore porn movies that were produced for Showtime and Cinemax and stuff like that. And I remember I was like, ooh, Highlander. I was like, oh, it says on the rating here, brief nudity. So, you know, there's got to be something. Might be brief, but it'll be something. And that was the whole reason why I watched that movie. That was the whole reason why I watched any movie back then.
The Final Dimension is part three?
Maybe. I think it was called Endgame.
Well, we almost saw another nipple in this movie, Blossom, or Heather, or whatever the fuck her name is. That's not a Scottish name. Heather? Was that her name?
Heather?
His wife?
Yeah, I don't
know.
That
whole scene was so weird. Did you know that they shot that scene in the parking lot in a farmer's market?
They had farmer's really? Markets in the 80s?
Yeah, it was like, I guess they removed all the fruit and vegetables or whatever they sold in 1985. Yeah. I thought farmers markets were like a new thing. I guess they've been around for a while, because where else did King Supers and Kroger's weren't around back then?
No.
So
Ralph's maybe.
You know what? That's probably been around since 1774.
Yeah. And you said that they doubled the hospital for the police station?
It sure as hell looked like it.
Was the hospital in the police station, or was that meant to be a separate thing?
I think it was meant to be another thing. I think they probably like, were just like...
Put some plastic
up. If that was a $16 million... Like, what did they use $16 million for?
Explosions? Sean Connery was $1
million. Yeah, like...
Makeup? Bald caps traveling, and stuff?
Yeah, safety pins and necks.
Yeah.
Wardrobe. Yeah.
I mean, you got Sean Connery up there. That's now you have $15 million automatically.
Yeah.
So you got to pay this guy to learn English.
Rosetta Stone is not cheap.
You got to pay for this sword that gets detached in two spots. You know what I mean? I was thinking the whole movie that his sword was going to, like, the other half of it was going to slide off while he was swinging it around.
Yeah.
Old Clancy Brown there.
Yeah, decapitations are also expensive because you got to kill those people and pay off their
exactly,
families.
Exactly, yeah.
So
you got to get new doubles for everything.
Yeah, I don't know.
Do you guys think there were stunt doubles when they did the helicopter shots of them training?
Yeah.
You think those
did you notice their feet weren't moving whatsoever?
No.
They were like locked in there and you can see them like.
Ding. Very slow.
It's. Yeah.
I noticed it was slow for sure.
It was super slow.
That's going to be fucking hard to do with a helicopter, you know? I'm curious if, like, drones have made this stuff way more easy than using a helicopter like they did back then, because
I don't know.
It just seems so tough.
Do you think that they used the same helicopter that went in and broke up the fight?
Yeah,
in that?
Yeah, probably. Speaking of helicopters.
Yeah, they're like, all right, now jump in the helicopter. We're going to go over to Scotland and shoot this one scene. Yeah, that was really
weird. Hey, you guys, what are you doing down there?
Hey, get out of that.
Let's all get along.
There was no arresting or anything. There was that helicopter basically flew in and was like, hey, stop it. All right, well, we got to go. Yeah. Yeah.
We were following this car chase, but we saw these guys fighting, so we figured we'd make a detour and tell them to stop, knock it off.
It was like a traffic cam or something that was like, all right, we're flying over here, and oh, we got to bring out this fight real quick.
Oh, we got a sword fight. Go break up that sword fight. They're broadswords.
Coming up at the 9 o'clock news.
Hey, where'd you guys get those swords? They're holding the microphone down from the helicopter.
They said
get in closer.
Yeah, I thought it was going to turn into like Maximum Overdrive when they were in the parking lot, farmer's market or whatever, and all the cars started going off. Fuck, the vending machines are going to shoot out RC Cola.
Yeah, I thought that was too. So when this movie started, I was like, so are they time travelers or magic or something?
They're magic.
Yeah. No, do they ever explain why they're immortal?
Nope.
The quivering, or what did they call it? The quickening?
The quickening?
Oh, the quickening.
But the quickening is just like cliff diving or something, right?
I think it's like at the end when all those cartoon things were coming out of him.
The cartoon electricity?
Yeah, the cartoon electricity.
Yeah. But then when they're cliff diving, they're like, ha ha ha.
The quickening! Oh,
this is the quickening!
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What is a quickening?
Isn't that something when you're making, like, bread or something?
Nope.
I think that's yeast. Yeah. I don't know.
It's called the quickening part, where there's a... use a quickener to make the bread rise quick.
And what exactly is a quickener?
Something to make the bread rise quicker.
I don't know.
It's been a long time since
oven?
It's been a long time since I've made bread.
I don't know if I ever have.
No, I think... use a quickening stuff to make it quicken.
Bisquick?
Yeah, I mean, but there's some quick in there in the title. This is the Bisquickening.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
What if everywhere you went, he just went, this is the Quickening. And it's like, you know what? I don't know what the Quickening.
Like when they're running all fast. You know what? I realize now that I work with someone whose name is McLeod, but I've called it McLeod.
Yeah, because that's what it's spelled like, right?
I hate you.
Yeah. It's like
McLeod.
It's 3 fucking years and you can't tell me what your name is?
Do you think he's immortal?
Well, it's a woman. So absolutely not. Women cannot be immortal. Yeah.
And why would you want to bang some guy who stabbed himself in the fucking heart? Stabbed himself in the heart and then they start kissing and you like does like the nipple of the lip.
I don't know.
Who would weird. Want to?
It was weird.
I mean, that kind of turns me off. I don't know. Doesn't.
Stabbing yourself?
It's like you're fucking bleeding.
No, being with someone who's stabbing themselves creates more holes to, you know, stick things in.
So Sean Connery's in the second one. Do you think it was like a force ghost or something? He's
What's
like
a force ghost?
Like Obi-Wan Kenobi and...
Sounds like a raping ghost.
He's all blue?
I don't know.
It does sound like a raping ghost. Yeah, I've never thought about
ghost.
That.
Forceful ghost. Like Casper the Forceful Ghost. No, Casper, stop touching.
No, I never thought of that. It does sound like a rapey ghost.
It does. I didn't know that was a real thing. It's like the quickening of bread, apparently. I always think it's funny when people are going to war and they're trying to be discreet, but they come in with like giant flags.
And drums and shit.
Yeah, and drums. They're like, they're coming. And it's like, shh. Let them know we're coming. Our flag is like 20 feet tall or whatever. And why was he so upset that nobody would fight him? He's like, fight me!
Yeah, no one wants to fight me.
That was like a character developing moment. It's like, oh, this guy's a
fighter?
Really into fighting.
But I was just like thinking about Ace Ventura 2, and he's like, nobody wants to play with me. So cheesy.
That's exactly what it was like. Yeah, and then Kirkland or whatever, what's the name? Kroger? What's that guy's name with the safety pins and the bald cap and ponytail?
What is that guy's name?
Which guy?
Kurgan. Kurogan.
Kurgan.
Kermit.
And he said, and that's the same guy that had the skull on his head at the beginning?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It didn't even look like
Nick
him.
Nick Nolte was considered for the role.
Yeah.
Who's McNulty?
Nick Nolte? He was he's an actor.
Oh.
Okay, so the wrestling match beginning scene was with the AWA, American Wrestling Association.
So there you go with your theory of it being underground.
The tag teams of the Fabulous Freebirds, consisting of Michael Hayes, Terry Gordy, Buddy Hayes Roberts, and Jumping Jim Brunzel.
Jumping Jim.
He must have been the one that was jumping.
Jumping Jim Brunzel, the same Brunzel of the WF tag team Killer Bees.
Killer
from
Bees.
Tonga Kid.
Don't tell your kid.
Tonga Kid.
I thought you said that too. Don't tell your kid.
Tonga Kid.
I was like, is that the wrestler's name or should we not tell children about this? I still don't understand why he was just sitting there watching it. And who was that guy in the parking lot? Is he a...
Another immortal, I think.
Really?
He was
yeah,
because
he cut his head off and he died. You have to cut the immortals' heads off, I guess.
That's when the cars
How many immortals
crazy?
Are there? I mean, if there can be only one, there's like quite a bit.
No, I mean, the Kruger, whatever the fuck his name was,
Kirkland.
And Highlander and...
Juan Don DeMarco.
Yeah. Spanish, Egyptian. Yeah. Yeah, they're all immortals, but their heads were cut off. So technically they're not immortal.
And then Steve from accounting was an immortal too, the guy that attacked him in the parking lot?
Mm-hmm.
Because he looked like a...
Steve from accounting!
Didn't he look like just a business guy? He didn't look like an immortal,
he had
right?
a weird face.
He looked like a henchman.
Yeah, I don't know what he was doing.
It was funny because he was wearing sunglasses, and then they called attention to the fact that he like knocked his sunglasses off, and I was like, ooh, he's going to have like some fucked up eyes and stuff, and they sort of like built it up, kept him in shadow and stuff, and then they showed him. He just had normal fucking eyes. Yeah. And I was like, well, they could have done something with that.
Maybe they forgot to put the
They could have done a lot of things with a lot of things.
He should have had cat eyes or something.
So Clancy Brown is Krusty Krab and Kirkland, the other immortal that's the bad guy through the whole movie, right?
Yeah.
Or not Krusty Krab, Mr. Krab.
Is that his name? I've never watched SpongeBob.
What?
Nope.
Have you watched SpongeBob?
Nope.
Oh, Lord.
I hear it sucks.
Yeah.
No.
Red Stimpy, all the way.
Well, I mean, yes. But also SpongeBob. I love SpongeBob.
There's like 15 seasons of it, I think.
There's a lot. I have a lunch pail. That's about all I have. In a DVD of one episode of the show.
Yeah.
That's how things work.
Like one episode?
One episode.
Did that come with the pail?
It did. Well, I got it for my birthday, so they packaged it. I don't think that you bought the pail and got the DVD or vice versa. I think this person just bought a stupid DVD and a stupid pail.
This person being you?
No, someone gave it to me for my birthday. And I kept all my little, I had this MP3 player that had these little floppy disks, and I kept them all in there. I had a whole floppy disk full of SpongeBob songs.
What kind of songs were there?
Oh, there was like, living in the sunlight, loving in the moonlight, having a wonderful time.
Oh, yeah, you've sang that before.
Yeah, that's also from the same singer that does Insidious.
Oh, Tiny Tim?
Yeah. Is that a man?
Yeah.
Oh, God, that's horrifying. Really?
Yeah, he was like that weirdo that played a ukulele, and everyone was like, well, this guy's fucking weird. We should give him a record deal and have him play music and shit.
Well, it's sung by a whale in the TV show, so I thought it was a woman singing it.
Were those original songs for the show?
I don't really know. Come to think of it, no. Probably not. But yeah, that's crazy. He looks older than Sean Connery, and he's only 56.
Clancy?
Yeah. And what kind of a name is Clancy?
Pretty cool name.
Clancy Brown.
Clancy
Downtown Brown. Clancy. Clancy.
Clancy Brown.
Mel Gibson turned down this role, but coincidentally, he directed Braveheart, which had James Cosmo in it, and Christopher Lambert was considered to play Martin Riggs for Lethal Weapon.
What?
Yeah.
That would have been crazy.
But he turned it down and went to Gibson. Kurt Russell, who also turned down Connor McCloud, was also considered to play Martin Riggs. Michael Kamen also scored all four Lethal Weapon films.
Getting too old for this shit. I was just here looking for pork chops and a toilet brush.
They have a special lens.
Mel Gibson says in one of those movies.
Oh, I was like, who are you? Who are you being possessed by, Immortal?
I'm Martin Riggs, the cop, the police officer.
We always catch this when someone is, okay, maybe he wasn't dead, but when we think he's dead, when he's like stabbed in the whatever, torso, and this guy's like, I have to go. There are other dead people to see too. And I'm like, I'm sure they're fine. You don't need to go and see them. And then he's like just laying there breathing, like you see him breathing.
Oh, yeah.
Is he dead or was he alive?
I think they were like, he's going to die. And like they expected him to die, but then they were like, goddamn devil.
Yeah. Well, when we were watching it, you guys were both commenting that you can see him breathe, but it actually makes sense that you can see him breathe because he wasn't dead, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I didn't know if it was one of those like resurrections or something.
Like they filmed it and they're like, God, this guy really sucks at acting dead. I guess we have to make them all immortal or something.
Yeah. There was a totally different concept for the movie.
This was originally just about a farmer that lived in the highlands.
Yeah. You're adopting so many weird accents because of this movie. It's really weird. Yeah, I don't know. That's just weird. I feel like we always see that in movies. Like people that are supposed to be dead and they're like, it's like, stop, just die. Or it was like Suburban Commando. There's like this frozen great scene movie in the bank and they're all like,
yeah.
Yeah.
They're all shaking and they do close-ups of every person. So do you think that Clancy Brown had a real ponytail in this movie?
Probably not. I don't know if anyone did. So did he have a, because he was bald, but he had hair in the back?
Yeah.
Hair back there?
Great children's book. Yeah. Hair back there.
No, it definitely looks like a bald cap. You can see, like, the makeup ridge on everything.
Oh, yeah, the makeup in this is terrible.
He's like, I am not shaving my head to be in this movie.
But I will draw
it up. Like, better fade away. I guess he, like, ad-libbed that.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Good.
That's a Nirvana, that's a Nirvana lyric. Yeah. Kurt Cobain was in the theater, and he's like, yeah, that's pretty good. Or no, that's actually a Neil Young lyric.
Is it?
Yeah.
Neil Diamond?
It's better to burn out than to fade away.
Not familiar with
rock and
song.
Roll is here to stay or something?
The heart of rock and roll is...
No, that's Huey Lewis.
Oh, okay. I'm not close.
So he's like, I'm going to make up this line. Jump. Go ahead and jump. That Clancy is pretty good at ad-libbing.
It's so funny when they bring him in for questioning the police station.
Yeah.
There's like three people in the questioning room and they have the sword and like a giant Ziploc sword baggie or whatever.
And they're like, tough guy cop.
Yeah. And he's like, you want to give me a blowjob? I'm going to take my pants off and you're going to suck my dick because you're gay. I was like, what is up with this guy?
Is that the same cop that's like, watch it, watch it. You better watch it.
Yeah.
Let me see that watch. Did you just steal that watch? Spread him. Yeah. He gets like elbowed in the face or something.
Yeah, there's some sort of like speech impediment going on or something. I don't know what that was. Yeah, that was so funny. How about you go in that garage and give me a blowjob? You were giving him a blowjob in that garage, weren't you? Yeah. I was like, why are you saying so many words so many times? Yeah. Just stop. And everyone's like, hey, back up.
Yeah.
Stop.
Cup's like, I only have like four words in this script, but I'm going to say them over and over and over again.
And all the people in the prison were just wearing like clothes. Yeah. Yeah, just like.
I was at the motherfucking wrestling match. Yeah, everybody was at the wrestling match. Someone spilled their Pepsi on me.
And they all got in a big fight. Yeah, everybody was just like got off of work and got arrested one day. Yeah. And they were all like getting rowdy and stuff when he was in there. Yeah, getting like, yelled at about blowjobs.
You're under arrest and you're going to jail, but it's a minimum security prison, so there's no uniforms. Yeah,
and it's in the Upper East Side. It's a pretty classy area.
You can keep your wallet, keep your shoes.
Yeah, it's pretty co-ed. Good. There's pretty good. Boys and girls.
It'll be fun. Co-mingling. We have a mixer going on at 7.
So. We'll inform your work.
We're watching the Highlander.
He was a Highlander.
It's supposed to be called Shadow Clan. Clan?
No, the Clan Clan.
How's it spelled?
Clan.
Clan.
Oh. Clan?
Clan.
Oh, yeah. Clan.
Shadow Clan.
Shadow Clan.
Like the Foot Clan? Or the. What were they called?
Yeah.
What were, the Foot Clan. Teenage Mutant? Oh, the Foot Clan. Name.
It's a fine name.
Foot Clan.
Foot Clan.
Foot Clan.
Makes more sense.
It does sound like something that Highlander would say with his weird accent.
Yeah. Is he Highlander?
You know, I have no idea.
Highlander MacLeod?
He is a Highlander, I think. He probably has neighbors like a mile away. Like, hey.
You can be like MacLeod's neighbor, but not be immortal, but still be a Highlander because you're in the Highlands of Scotland.
Neighbor?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
Neighbors are people who live next to other people.
Yes. I was wondering what those people were next door. I thought that they were living in the same place as us. Just, I didn't see them. Lived in the walls or something.
So is Kurgan like a lowlander?
He must be.
Like, was
it's a skull
Ramirez a medium or like middle lander? I don't know.
He's weird. Egyptian. I am Egyptian.
Yeah.
You can tell my voice.
I need more ushers in my script.
Scott.
What if my name was Juan Sanchez Villalobos Ramirez?
What would be an Egyptian name? Scarab.
Scarab. I Scarab like that.
Sphinx.
Set.
Scarab Sphinx.
My name is Scarab Sphinx, and I have a sphincter.
I'm a sphinxter.
Sphinxter.
A strange sphinxter.
That'd be hilarious. It's like the guy who made the Sphinx. It's like, yeah, I make like Sphinx. I'm the sphinxter.
The sphinxter.
I made like 15 Sphinx.
That would definitely be the name. Like,
I wanted to make something that reminded me of sphincters, so I put my head on my cat's body because I see my cat's sphincter all day.
So Brenda is the cop?
Yes.
Yep. Okay, so why is Brenda know so much about swords? Why does Brenda know so much about swords? Why does Brenda know so much about swords?
I think she's like a forensic detective or something like that.
She's like in a library all the time.
Yeah, which is also the police station, right?
Probably, which is also a castle.
Yeah. And a hospital.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's all of the above.
Put some plastic sheets up there. It'll be a hospital. I was disappointed that I didn't get to see Juan Sanchez Villalobos Ramirez in present-day New York. I thought that would have been cool to see.
Maybe Highlander 2.
Yeah, part 2.
So it says it takes place in the future, but maybe they just mean present day when they say the future.
I don't know. I saw a few dates, and supposedly it took place in like 1400s, 15, 1700s, 1940s. Yeah. Yeah.
That's quite
like, I didn't memorize or like see all those timelines.
But not in like the year 2005 or something in the future?
Oh, absolutely not. No, they didn't try that.
No flying cars?
No flying cars at all. But he did have a sweet apartment. With a dirty-ass fish tank.
Mm. Yeah. That was a weird apartment. That was like you go in and everything converges in the middle and builds from there.
It's like a weird psychologist's office.
It's like a studio apartment.
It's pretty badass.
It's a really big studio apartment.
Yeah, I don't know what that was. And then he had like a hidden, quote-unquote, hidden area with all his memorabilia from being alive for so long.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he's like, here, stab me with this. He takes Brenda in there, makes her stab him, and that's when they fuck.
Awkwardly.
It was like a weird Top Gun, like... moment, wasn't it?
A lot of silhouette stuff.
Yeah, a lot of like quick movements of like, yeah. I don't want to be near this guy. Yeah. I don't think you're that attractive. I'm just going to flick this net. And how does he go unnoticed until now?
I don't know.
Just like all of a sudden he matters.
Yeah, because Clancy just comes out of nowhere. They never show him like arriving by boat or you know, hiding in fish and stuff, like in Home Alone or something. He's just in New York with his two-piece sword.
Yeah, that he has to practice with for 5 minutes and he's good to go.
So did he, like, kill that whore or did he just hire a whore?
Well, no, because the whore said to the front desk guy that he was weird or something. And then the front desk guy's like, I heard you're a fucking sick freak. And he's like, don't you say that to me. Was that a shit stain?
I think it was just like, well, she's from a hard part of town. We should give her bruises and stuff. But it just looked like
looked poop. Like a shit stain.
Yeah, it did. Didn't look like a bruise.
Like it fell out right before she came in. Crept on out. Whenever he gets struck by lightning, does that make him stronger? What does that do for him exactly?
I think that is the quickening.
Yeah.
That's what I guess that's.
I mean, it must be, right?
I don't know. I'm not going to try and pretend that I know the answers to all these things.
Well, we know that the quickening is jumping off a cliff.
And making bread somehow.
Making bread and getting struck by lightning. Yeah.
Another weird, creepy thing is when he goes in Brenda's apartment and Brenda has a tape recorder, which he can apparently sense when you're a Highlander, you know, and there's like frequencies and guns. And then he grabs the brandy and he's like, such a good brandy. 1753. And he's just like talking about this brandy with his eyes closed the whole time. And she's like, oh, okay, that's fine. That's completely normal.
She had a like a 200-year-old brandy?
He did.
Yeah.
Oh.
He's like, I bottled this.
Yeah.
I bottled this.
Yeah. He's like, this is my piss fermenting over the last.
I knew a girl named Brandy and had her pee in this jar. Yeah.
I have something with girls with BR in their name. I was going to say B. Arthur. I've dated B. Arthur.
So please, Brenda, be our guest.
Brandy. And, be our guest. I just don't know if she's really a police officer. Just not really buying it.
Yeah.
I think she's not.
Mm-hmm.
So I've heard this movie is like awesome and stuff, but I thought it kind of sucked.
It was a bad movie.
Yeah.
It's not good.
Yeah, I would say, you know, I liked the whole Sean Connery part pretty well myself.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah. $1 million for a week. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah, he better perform for that. I mean, like, that's...
He didn't. I
mean... He's pretty good.
It was a pretty lazy role, in my opinion.
I just like Sean Connery.
He wore a peacock.
A peacock died just for that scene.
Yeah.
Yep. That was...
He probably strangled it himself.
He probably did. Well, not Sean Connery. Some
PA.
Wrangler.
Mr. Connery. Wrangler. Mr. Connery won't wear this unless it's savagely strangled by one of the PAs here.
You know that part in the beginning where there's that weird voiceover? I didn't listen to any of it, but...
It was recorded in the bathroom.
It was in his bathroom. Yeah. They're like, oh, this is fine. Because there's like an echo. It's like, oh,
but then
no.
They like sent it over the phone. And I think they recorded it on the other side.
Over the phone?
That's what I read. Yeah. He was with a voice coach, and they're like, man, that's perfect. Like, yeah, just...
A voice coach, really?
Yeah, he was in, like, a Italian villa for another movie, and,
Yeah, I read about that. They said he was with a voice coach to nail the Spanish accent. I was like, he didn't have a fucking Spanish accent.
Absolutely not. And he was Egyptian.
Is he, like, the Joker? Like, his origin story changes all the time or something?
I don't know.
Or is he Egyptian?
I think he's an enigma or something.
What'd you call him? Edward Nigma. Edward
Nigma. It was kind of weird when Kirkland, I'm going to call him Kirkland, when he killed Sean Connery, Don Juan DeMarco, and didn't kill Highlander's girlfriend or whatever she is.
Brenda?
No, Boobaloo or whatever it is.
Blossom?
Yeah. Boobaloo. I'm thinking of that candy. Boobalooba.
Yeah.
Because he like grabs her or something. He's at the top of the stairs and he like grabs her arm and she screams and then they go back to life and everything is fine. And he's like, fuck, what's her name?
Blossom.
Blossom. And he's like, Blossom. And she's like, over here. And she's like an 80-year-old woman.
Mm.
with the worst makeup I've ever seen. It's weird because her voice isn't any different. Mm-mm. She sounds like a 20-something-year-old just hanging out. And then when she's dying, she's like, oh, I'm 80 years old and I'm dying. And it's like, you're fine.
Dying right now.
Yeah. It's like, I just saw you yesterday and you're dying all of a sudden. What's going on here? And then he just burns her in the house. Like, I mean, what else do you do?
Yeah.
He was walking up a cliff and I thought he was going to throw her body into the ocean. And instead, he's walking away from a burning house.
Mm.
It's weird.
So I'm not going to lie. I fell asleep for a little bit.
You know how you breathe.
So what happened? Did he cut off his head? Clancy Brown's head?
No, he didn't.
Oh, he didn't?
No, he did.
Oh. There can be only one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think you fell asleep for several portions of this movie.
Yeah, no, I did.
Because you were like, that's your sleeping.
I was just gasping a little bit.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. It always sounds like you're about to have your last breath when you're breathing.
Well, maybe I am. Watch out. So he cuts his head off and then.
Yeah, after this crazy scene did you see the scene where he was driving with Brenda through the city?
Yeah.
And she's just like, screaming like a lunatic.
When he pulled the car convertible part up?
No, that's another part.
Oh, okay.
But that part was funny because he gets in the car and he turns to her and he's like, Mama.
Boo, yeah, Mom.
He goes, Mommy or something. And then she's like standing up in the car and she's like, Daddy!
Yeah.
Daddy! And I'm like, what the fuck is going on? Like,
then she drives out and she's like flipped out over the car instead.
Yeah, that really escalated quickly. And then I think you even said it. You were like, why doesn't she get out of the car? Like, now's a good time to get out of the car.
Yeah.
And instead, they're all just watching as, like, he kills the black guy.
Yeah. Was that black guy immortal also, or was he not?
He was the only one in the movie, that's for sure.
Well, they cut his head off.
Yeah.
And Christopher Lambert knew him.
Yeah, they met on a bridge, which I thought Christopher Lambert was rowing the boat under the bridge. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, he, like, walks onto the bridge, and I was like, oh, that went in a different direction than what I thought.
You thought I was rowing.
Gotcha. Thought he was going to sink to the bottom again. Yeah, so then he goes to her apartment.
Yeah.
To Brenda's apartment after the weird, awkward sex scene. And he, like, kidnaps her. They go in a car and he's, like, driving on the sidewalk. And the way everyone laughs in this movie, like, I know that the subtitles make it look like, ha ha, ha 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 ha. But, like, that's how everyone's laughing in this movie. Especially Christopher Lambert. He's just like, ha 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 ha. Like, just every time. It's the most awkward laugh.
Well, I guess that's what his dialect coach taught him to do. It's like, so in English, when you laugh, we go, ha ha ha. See, you from Long Island, Switzerland, France, you laugh like this. But we in America, we ha ha ha.
We hee haw.
So I don't want any of this. I want all of this. Ha ha ha.
Even Clancy laughed like that, though.
What?
Like, ha 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 ha. That was just.
Ha
ha ha.
Everyone's laughing like Phyllis Diller in this.
Do a Phyllis Diller laugh.
Me?
Yeah.
Ha! 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 Isn't that how she laughed?
I don't think so. I don't know. I couldn't do it.
Isn't that what she's famous for? They're like, do the line, Phyllis. She goes, ha! Ha!
Sounds like a donkey dying.
Well, that's what Phyllis Diller sounds
yeah,
like.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's pretty close, actually, then. Yeah. And so he basically becomes the one and only one.
For that
and
then movie. Until he bumps into another black guy with a flask, right?
Part two.
With a flask. Yeah, until then.
Do you think he took a drink and he was like, you know what? This is the quickening.
Yeah, I don't know. And then he goes back to Scotland or wherever they are with Brenda. And she's like, so this is where you were. And he's like, yep, this is it. All right, well, here's a Queen song to take us out. Here we go, Queen.
Yeah. Was it the same song?
I want to ride my bicycle.
Oh, yeah, was it the same song? I forget.
Something about a lady, loving a lady.
Fat Bottom Girls? Yeah. Is that what it is?
Yeah, I think it's that.
Fat Bottom Girls, you make the rocket world go round.
Oh, I love the part when they sang the Frank Sinatra song, New York, New York.
Yeah.
That was just like, I can't even do it. Like, I...
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
It's hard.
What, Frank Sinatra?
No, the Queen version of New York, New York.
Oh, yeah.
They're like, it's up to you, New York. That's not even it.
I want to hear the Frank Sinatra version of Fat Bottom Girl. Yeah.
Well, he's dead. So,
Richard Cheese.
Yeah. We could find someone who sounds like him. Maybe Michael Bublé could do it for
Michael
you.
Bublé. Do Fat Bottom Girls.
So if we were to rate this movie, what would you give it on the scale of 1 to 5?
What? It's up to me?
Yeah, there's only 1 to 5, so...
I would give it only 1.
What?
No, I would give it, like, 3, maybe.
Okay, fair.
I'd have to say, like, 2.5 out of 5. I mean...
Yeah.
Half? 50% movie?
Yeah, I mean, for a first-timer, I could see you, like, oh, man, this movie is hilariously awesome.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't know.
It does go on for a while.
I thought it was going to end, like, 40 times. It was, like... It was like watching One Tree Hill. It's like the music starts and you're like, wait a minute, there's still 40 fucking minutes left in this shit.
God damn it. Yeah.
Have I been had the really sad music's popping. Oh, wait. Something's happening.
I love myself a good One Tree Hill reference. I think I might give this a 3.
Yeah?
I'm bordering on a 4 because it was
It's definitely like a movie I've never seen before. Like,
if it were 30 minutes shorter, it would be a 4.
Oh, yeah. And apparently they lost a bunch of footage in a fire.
Oh, really?
Oh,
yeah, they were supposed to bring the Japanese characters in or introduce them.
Oh, really? Samurais and stuff?
Something like that. But yeah, there was a studio fire.
Oh, wow. You think the Japanese people were at the premiere and they're like, what the fuck? I thought we were in this movie.
Dannehore!
Dannehore! I'm barely in this.
And they gave all the funding. Yeah. They even did some advertising with Moo Milk or whatever the fuck that they drink over there.
That's funny. Dannehore, that's like a perfect thing for them to say in this.
I know.
I'm barely in
Japanese
this movie.
I know.
But, I mean, I'm kind of set on a 3 now. I would consider a 4.
I will never watch that movie ever again, though.
Really?
Yeah.
So, I want to watch them all, now. Probably not the 120 episodes of the TV show, but...
Does that mean I have to watch them all?
No.
Only 2 more. You're almost there.
I want to see what the quickening is. I want to see more Jose Villalobos Ramirez.
What if I read you the plots of all of them?
Yeah, how much did he make in the second one?
I don't know. The budget's almost twice what this one was.
Yeah.
So probably
I don't know. What year did it come out? 91?
Yeah, 5 years after the first one.
Yeah, that's how you know it's really good. Well, I guess that's how long, Indiana Jones took. There was, 5-year gaps. Same with Star Wars.
Well, that means that this became, a cult movie. And then people were like, hey, I hear people are liking this Highlander movie. We should make another one.
Yeah.
And not and then go they're to like, Scotland.
No! Yeah, I can't imagine how Sean Connery would come back. When you're decapitated, you're dead.
Yeah.
Second one was $30 million budget, and they only made $15 million.
How long is it?
91 minutes.
Okay, that is a little more manageable. This one was almost 3 hours, wasn't it?
No, it was almost two hours.
Oh, really? It felt like it was almost three hours?
It felt like a long movie.
It felt very long to me. So, typically, we would end this with a song, but I think Queen took us out on a lot. I mean, I'm musicked out, if that's a thing.
You should do Sean Connery singing I Want It All.
I don't know the song. So, I don't need to, because I have a great Sean Connery.
I want it all.
Yeah. Which would just be me replacing all the words with scotch, 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 scotch. Do you have something to take us out on?
What, Highlander?
How about you take us out on the song sung by Sean Connery, I Want It All?
I'll do, what's that?
What?
I see a little silhouette. Scaramouche. Scaramouche. Do the Fandango.
Very, very frightening.
Sean of Washington.
Galileo. 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 Figaro.
Magnifico.
Magnifico. I'm just a poor boy. Nobody likes me.
He's just a poor boy from a poor family.
Spare him his life from this monstrosity.
Here's your
drum. Here's your
drum. Would
you let me go?
You still
all right, we're done here.
What are these?
All
right.
Thanks, everybody.
Thanks. Oh, follow us on the Twitter at the Plex Files.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll do a poll for our next movie.
Yeah, maybe.
A pole dancing movie.
Dude, let's do a Showgirls podcast. That'd be fun.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
Terribly really? I've never seen it.
I think it's pretty good.
Or we could do Striptease with Demi Moore.
Yeah.
Oh, we could do I Know Who Killed Me with Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah. Well, I'm thinking Free
Mr.
Willy.
Jarvis. Oh, Free Willy? Well, that's definitely a... carry me, hold me.
Yeah, I didn't cry once in Free Willy until Michael Jackson song.
Oh, seriously?
At the beginning.
You were my brother. You like a mother.
You are my friend.
Life is more fun, brother. Make no mistake. When you follow your esh with an H. A double O spy or a medicine man, the cop who helped Elliot Nash. Eternally bound by this sound, indeed we're obsessed by the way these two letters clash. Why does the sun come up? Some might argue this isn't important, but I simply cannot overstate that an esh by itself doesn't feel as substantial. An H by its side gives it so much more weight. S with an H, that's how it is. Your way is flat. Mine's full of fish. There's no...
And why would you want to bang some guy who stabbed himself in the fucking heart? You remember that? He stabbed himself... Oh, sorry. He stabbed himself in the heart, and then they start kissing, and you're like,